All right, so jumping right in, you know those articles you sent over about T-Mobile and their cybersecurity issues? It's pretty wild, right? Millions of customers' data basically left out in the open. Names, addresses, driver's licenses.
Yeah,
Craziness.
and I think what's really interesting here is it wasn't just like a one-off kind of thing. It's not like they had one bad day. We're talking multiple breaches spanning like 3 years, from 2021 to 2023, and each one is like a different kind of a different crack in the armor. You know what I mean? Shows how these cyber criminals are always kind of up in their
It's
game.
like whack-a-mole, but the moles are holding your driver's license hostage.
No,
So,
exactly.
okay, let's back up for a second. What exactly happened in 2021? I was reading something about a hacker who basically pretended to be a legit connection.
Like a wolf in sheep's clothing, but for your data. Basically, they managed to slip through the net by looking like a trusted source.
And boom, millions of customers' info is out there.
Out there.
Makes you want to flush your phone down the toilet and move to a yurt.
Right.
But it didn't even stop there, did it? There were other breaches too, right?
Yeah, so fast forward to early 2023. Totally different vulnerability this time. It wasn't some fancy hack either. Just phished employee logins.
Oh, wow.
And that was all it took to access a whole bunch of customer data. Shows you how even what seems like a small thing can have huge consequences.
So it's not just about having the best tech, it's also about the human element.
Absolutely.
We're all links in the chain.
And one weak link. Yeah, and you know who else noticed that? The FCC. They stepped in with a pretty hefty fine. Let me tell you, $31.5 million.
Whoa, okay, so not messing around.
No, not at all.
But I gotta imagine it's not just about punishing T-Mobile, right? There's gotta be a strategy behind a fine that big.
For sure.
It's like they're saying cybersecurity is important, people.
Yeah, it's a good point, right? This isn't just like, oh, you made a mistake, pay up and we'll forget about it. This is about making them make real changes to their security.
And those changes mean spending some serious cash.
Right.
I mean, some of the stuff they're talking about, phishing-resistant multi-factor authentication, like, what even is that?
Yeah, so that's actually directly related to one of the breaches we were talking about earlier. Remember how those employee logins got phished? So MFA, which is what people call it for short, that's designed to prevent that. So, like, imagine you're trying to get into some kind of super secret club, right? Just knowing the password isn't enough. You got to, like, show your membership card, too.
Okay, so it's like two layers of security instead of
Exactly.
just one.
So, in T-Mobile's case, it might be something, like your password, but also something you have, like a code they send to your phone.
Makes it a lot harder to break in.
Way harder. Even if someone nabs your password, they're still stuck. Unless they also stole your phone.
Okay, but that's just one thing, right? They're doing a whole bunch of security stuff.
Oh, yeah, they're on a cybersecurity shopping spree. Let me tell you.
So what else are they up to?
One of the more interesting things, I think, is this idea of network segmentation. Basically, it's like they're building walls inside their system.
Walls, like literal walls.
Not literal, but yeah, kind of. Think of it like their whole network is a house. With segmentation, they're dividing that house up into rooms. So even if someone breaks in, they only get access to that one room. Limits the damage any one hacker can do.
That's smart.
It's all about layers. You can never have too many layers of security these days. And honestly, the cost of doing all this is probably way less than the cost of those breaches.
Oh, for sure. Think about it. The hit to their reputation, legal fees, all that
It adds up.
makes you think they probably should have invested in some better locks a while ago.
Right. But that's the thing about this whole situation.
What's that?
It's not just T-Mobile. This could happen to any company out there.
Makes you realize nobody's really safe out here.
No, you're right. It's like we've built this whole world out of data, and we're just starting to realize how easy it is to mess with.
And it's not just these big companies either. It's like every app I use, every website, every online purchase.
Exactly. Every company, doesn't matter how big or small, if they're handling our data, they got to step up.
Okay, so what can we actually do about it besides moving off the grid and becoming a goat farmer?
Well, first of all, you know those phishing emails we were talking about? Got to be so careful with those. If something seems fishy, it probably is. Don't click on any links you don't trust. Don't give out your information unless you're 100% sure.
It's like digital street smarts.
Exactly. And speaking of smarts, strong passwords, non-negotiable.
I'm still guilty of using password 123 sometimes.
Don't tell me that. You're better than that. Use a password manager.
Oh, yeah, those things are.
Lifesavers. And while we're at it, multi-factor authentication. If they offer it, use it.
It's like that extra lock on the door.
Exactly. You got it.
So basically, we got to learn from T-Mobile's mistakes.
Yes.
Without actually having our data all over the dark web.
Exactly. Be proactive. Be aware.
Mm-hmm.
And take those extra steps. It all makes a difference.
This has been eye-opening, to say the least. It's kind of scary to think about.
A little bit.
But at least now we know what we're dealing with.
Exactly. Knowledge is power, right?
Yeah.
The more you know about the bad guys, the better you can protect yourself.
Well said. All right. So to recap, we've talked about data breaches, cybersecurity nightmares, and what we can do to protect ourselves.
The whole nine yards.
The whole nine yards. It's a conversation that I think we all need to be having.
For sure.
More and more these days. So listeners out there, stay vigilant, stay informed, and
stay safe out there.
Stay safe out there. That's all we got for this deep dive into the wild world of cybersecurity.
Until next time.
Until next time.